Okay, so we are up to Mitzvah Chaf Hei, the 25th Mitzvah of the Torah. We are now up to Parshas Yisro. Parshas Yisro is famous for what? Ten Commandments. So we have all the Ten Commandments, and then some. We'll see maybe some of them count as more than one. So again, there are a total 17 mitzvahs in all of Parshas Yisro, and we'll start with Mitzvah Chaf Hei, the 25th Mitzvah, and that is, of course, the first of the Aseret HaDibros, which is the Mitzvah to Mitzvahs HaAmana B'Metzias Hashem Yisparach. You have to believe in God. So says the Pasuk, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Otzisicha, Me'er Yisraim, Mi'Beis Avadim, the way you translate the Pasuk is that I am your God who has taken you out of the land of Egypt from the house of slavery. Now, what's complicated, just at the before you even get out the gate, is that there is no command here. It just says that I'm Hashem your God. How do we know there's an actual command? So the Chinuch will explain this in just a moment. So what's the mitzvah? Amin sheyish la'olam Eloha asher shehimsi kol hanimsa. We have to believe in this world that there is one God who created all that is in existence. He creates everything that's in existence. So mikocho v'chetzo haya kol mashu v'shehaya v'sheyihya la'ad ad. That his power and his will is essentially what brought everything in the past, in the present, and God willing, in the future as well. And that he took us out of Egypt, of course, and that he also gave us the Torah. And Amar, as it says, that right at the beginning of giving the Torah, you have this pasuk that says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Otzisicha Me'er Mitzrayim, that I'm Hashem your God who took you out of the land of Egypt. So, says the Chinuch Pirusha, what's the explanation of this pasuk? Ki'ilu Amar says, you have to understand it as follows, Teidu Ta'aminu Sheyesh L'Olam Eloha. You have to, when it says Anochi, it means it's like a command, like you should know and you should believe that the world has a God. Kimilas Anochi Torah al Hamatzius, because when you have the word Menochi, when you have the word Anochi, it's connoting that there is an existing God, that you have to understand and believe that there is a God that exists. V'asher Amar Asher Hotzisicha V'Gomer, and that which the Torah says to continue in this pasuk that God took us out of the land of Egypt, Lomar, is to tell us Shalol Yiftel Levavchem, that your hearts should not be seduced. That's a very strong language. Don't let your heart be seduced and led astray. To think for just a moment that all that happened in Egypt, that God took us out of the land of Egypt, and that there were plagues and all of that, that was just happenstance. You have to know that God was the one that took us out of Egypt with divine providence and a specific intent. Just like God promised to our forefathers, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And so there are a number of other ideas that go into this mitzvah, but for now we will stop right here, and God willing, next time we'll continue with the rest of this mitzvah.